Hey friends, it's Pastor Jason. Thank you so much for listening to The Daily Hit. You can get all of this content and more at jasonjohncowart.com. Be sure to follow and share this with your friends. Let's jump into today's verse. Hebrews 13:5, great verse. It says this: keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, I will never leave you and never will I forsake you. Now, I do think it's interesting in this specific verse that what we see here is this admonishment that we shouldn't let money take control of our lives, take control of our hearts, and that we need to be content with what we have. Now, there are plenty of times when Jesus has talked about money. There's this whole situation where he talked about mammon and all that kind of stuff. And really, I mean, it's pretty straightforward here. If we don't really need a lot of help understanding this. Something that Pastor Stephen at our previous church, New Covenant, he used to say, it's not about what you have, it's about what has you. So when it comes to money, it's not about how much money you have. I mean, God doesn't have a problem with you having money, but he does have a problem if your money has you. You know, God doesn't mind if you have a nice car, but if that nice car becomes your identity, it's something that you love, well, then God has a problem with that. And then to be content with what you have. Obviously, this is talking about comparison. We don't need to look over the fence and see what other people have and be jealous about it and wonder, well, how come I don't have that? And all of a sudden it gets you into this spiral where, oh, I got to work hard and I got to do this or do that so I can get this and get that. God doesn't want us in that vicious cycle at all. He wants us to be content with what we have. And so one of the things that you have to do is you have to stop comparison in your life. Like seriously, stop comparing yourself to other people, okay? You are free from having to compare yourself to other people. It doesn't matter what other people have. It doesn't matter what you do or don't have. Don't love money and be content with what you have. Be sure you're not comparing yourself to other people. There's only one person that you get to compare yourself to, just one. And that's who you were yesterday. That's it. We want to be sure that every single day, by the end of the day, what we're doing is we're getting better on the daily next steps so that we can become everything God's created us to be. But I'm not comparing myself to someone else. I'm comparing myself to who I was yesterday, because honestly, there's absolutely nothing I can gain from comparing myself to someone else. The only thing that we get from that is jealousy, and we get this feeling that we're not good enough. I mean, my goodness, social media has done more harm to us and our mental state because of just the fact that we're constantly comparing everybody else's best of their highlight reel to our everyday things, our everyday minutiae. It's just not healthy for us. But if you look in this verse, it's really paired strangely just on an initial reading, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Now, I never would have come to this conclusion before I killed the orphan spirit back in 2017 or so. I don't think that I would have come to this conclusion, but in that process, there was a moment where right before I went to Rwanda in November of 2017, I went to this event to train, and there was this worship experience, and in that, I felt like God told me that I was enough, and it was impactful to me because my narrative was, I'm good, I'm just not good enough. And so I was constantly people-pleasing, constantly doing everything I could to make people like me, make people want me, make people accept me. But the problem is that it just kept me in this vicious cycle where I just was never enough. And so for God to tell me that was really impactful. And then I went to Rwanda and God spoke to me, changed my life. Like, seriously, get the book and read about it. It's really incredible. But after we got back, I was having a conversation with the Lord during a prayer time. And I just told him, listen, I'm really thankful for what you told me. It meant a lot to me that I'm enough. And he said, well, let me tell you the truth then. Are you ready for the truth? And I was like, oh my goodness. You know, I felt like Job, like, let me brace myself. And he said, you being enough isn't what matters. He said, Jason, am I enough for you? Because if I'm enough, then you're enough. Now let's go back to this verse in Hebrews 13:5. Why do we want to be free of the love of money? Why do we want to be content with what we have? Why do we not want to compare ourselves with everyone around us? God will never leave us. He'll never forsake us. Here's why. Because you're never going to be enough with all the money in the world. You're never going to be enough by having all the things in the world. But because we have Jesus, but because we have God in our lives, we're enough. Look, even if you're not enough, even if you're not good enough, that's okay. Because you're good enough doesn't matter. He's enough. And that's all that matters. He's enough. That's why I don't have to be in love with money. That's why I can be content no matter what the situation is. That's why I don't have to compare myself to all these other people and wonder why I'm not getting those things or I'm not living the life that I see them living. I don't have to worry about any of that. You know why? Because my enoughness is not wrapped up in anything I have or anything I do. It's wrapped up in who He is. Those things won't make me enough. Only He can make me enough. And that's what makes the difference. Thank you so much for listening today. If you have any questions or comments, maybe a verse recommendation, I'd love to hear those. Or if you want to financially support this podcast, visit jasonjohncowart.com. And if you're in the Northeast Houston area and you're looking for a great church home, we'd love to have you at Freedom. Visit freedomdl.com for more information.